Okay, sometimes running a family, a household with kids, can feel like a zoo. And the media tends to put lots of attention on the role of moms in all of this. But how about some respect for dads? How about we stop with the marketing and entertainment cliches portraying dad as a big old doofus who can't boil a pot of water or change a nasty diaper? And how about we start recognizing the fact that men play a very active role in home life? Well, that's been the mission of my next guest. He's been one of the nation's leading daddy bloggers ever since launching his blog, Laid Off Dad. That was over 10 years ago. And in July 2010, he created another blog, When the Flames Go Up, blogging with his ex-wife about co-parenting after divorce. And he's the co-founder of the upcoming Dad 2.0 Summit, which aims to raise the profile of dads in the eyes of companies and marketers. Ann Arbor-based Doug French, welcome to Stateside.
Well, it's great to be here.
You know, it does seem that doofus dad was such a key part of sitcoms and commercials, even going back to the 60s. Is it really still true today that doofus dad is all too present in American media?
Well, I think the pendulum is switching back where it belongs. I mean, I think you look at dads in the 40s and 50s when dad was the unimpeachable authority. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the essence of humor is to poke fun at the most authoritative figure. So when that goes to the extreme and you get dads who are completely helpless and clueless and checked out, it reaches a point where you see a point of limited return and you think, wait a minute, let's get the needle back in the center and recognize that the best parenthood is partnership.
And that is what you've been trying to preach as you've been blogging. And you've been doing it since 2003. And I'm kind of curious – since you launched Laid Off Dad, how has the blogosphere changed in that time?
Yeah, it feels antediluvian to be having blogged as long as I have. It's been amazing. Obviously, we have a template to go by. We are, you know, the moms have been at this for a long time.
They have indeed.
I mean, the joke is we grew out of Eve's rib, basically, because Mom 2.0 has been a conference now for 5 years.
Okay.
And 3 years ago in New Orleans, we had a track at Mom 2.0 solely about dad-based material. Mm-hmm. So to posting blogs, obviously the quantity has blown up, and the commercial opportunities have blown up as well. And we're about that, obviously. We do have a business bent to us in terms of trying to monetize and create relationships that help you sustain your blog and help your voice stay in the conversation.
But, which the mommy bloggers have done very well at.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we do have that with that goal. But before you sell a blog, you have to find your voice as a writer.
And who are these? Who are you? Were one of the first, and there are more. The field is more crowded now with mm-hmm. men doing dad blogs. Who are they? And is there much diversity in this crowd?
Absolutely. I think you'll find, and that's again one of the panels we're going to have at Dad 2.0 this year is about how we are not just a particular doting dad with a newborn on your chest. We are of all ages. We are single dads. We are gay dads. We're granddads. Parenthood is an adventure regardless of gender, and I think you see dads all over who are not only from very diverse backgrounds but also producing a diverse level of content in terms of podcasts and vlogs and small shorts. We have a media partner, Parents Magazine, who just partnered with some really entertaining actors who do a couple of shorts called Lords of the Playground, about dads in the playground, and it's wonderful, and it's we all aim for the point where at some point it just won't be a big deal. It won't be a novel thing to see a dad on the playground taking care of his kids in a way that's any parent would want.
And isn't that funny? It's kind of the other side of where women wanted it to be, that it wasn't a novel thing to see a woman in a boardroom or a woman in a laboratory. It's just I'm here as a worker, and you're trying to say we're here as a parent.
I think it dovetails very well. I think it's very similar. The whole idea of let's just recognize not only are there no traditional roles, they've been gone for a long time. And what's especially encouraging is that younger families and new dads and new moms, they're just making decisions based upon what works best for them. And that's the inevitable change, I think, that there'll be a point where it doesn't matter who wins the most bread or who's the – you're going to find the best job for the best person, divide and conquer and play to your strengths.
If you've just joined us, I'm speaking with blogger Doug French, who's been writing Laid Off Dad for over 10 years now. He also has another blog, When the Flames Go Up. He blogs with his ex-wife about co-parenting after divorce and the co-founder of the upcoming Dad 2.0 Summit. So what is the whole point of this summit?
Well, I think first and foremost the best part of the internet is to use it to find your tribe, to find people with shared interests, shared passions. And people can walk away from a conference like this and put a face to a name. And so not only do you make friends and get emboldened in your passion and your and recognize that this sort of thing is possible, but you also make relationships that you couldn't make over an email. Because when you're finding a partner to work with on a business aspect of it, you can sit down with someone and see, is this a person I want to work with? And you'll see all the different dads who do all the different things. But if you there's thousands of them of men who identify in some way as a dad, and I think that's a powerful thing. So I think as far as the conference goes, it stands for finding your people and finding ways to sustain your business and walk away just catalyzed to walk away inspired. To either to start something you were thinking about or to build on what you've already built.
It's also a chance to show the marketers of America just who the tribe is.
Right, exactly.
And have things changed? Have you seen things that you could point to where you go, okay, that company has gotten with the 21st century?
Well, yeah, the example that I love to trot out, and again, to belabor the issue with Kimberly Clark, but we had a wonderful experience with Huggies a couple years ago.
Okay.
And they shot an ad campaign, and initially the plan was we put our diapers to the ultimate challenge, dads. You know, dads were home alone with their kids for 5 days, and the wives were saying, I don't know if he can handle it. And as is mostly the case, their ad campaign was associated with a Facebook page, and there was a lot of feedback.
Or saying, pushback, perhaps?
Exactly. Blowback.
Blowback, yes.
Saying, you know, dads are saying, why are you treating me this way? And the moms are saying, why are you treating my husband this way? This is the man I married, and he's actually quite capable.
Hello, marketers.
Exactly. And I think that there are other brands this had happened to in the past, and they kind of ducked. They kind of said, we'll just wait this out, and it'll be over soon. Huggies didn't do that. Huggies said, we have to confront this. And so the Thursday before our first conference, I got a call from their PR firm saying, would it be okay if I brought three brand managers down from Kimberly Clark to Austin, where our first conference was, to have one-on-one conversations with dads? And I just kind of, you know, held the phone away from my ear and jumped up and down for a few minutes and said, yeah, I think I could do that. I'll carry you from the hotel if I have to, because that's what we need. That's what we're here for, conversations with brands and marketers and bloggers. And they came, and they had all kinds of footage that they just tweaked a little bit. And now you'll see ads that are talking about dads wiping their kids' mouths with the spaghetti sauce that they had created. You know, I just made this meal for my son, and now I'm testing to see if these things are working well for me. Total transformation, and they've been a big part of our family ever since. So it's been a great move for them, too. It was a win-win because they confronted this. They had a conversation with us, and it's they've been a big part of our lives ever since then as a big brand that didn't take much for a big shift. And these guys were all dads, too. All three men who came down and said,
You know, I get this.
Yeah. What were we thinking?
I'm interested in how your blog, Laid Off Dad, has evolved. You launched it when you were indeed a laid off dad, right?
Yes.
You had time on your hands, home with the boys.
Right.
Tell us a little about what content that you've been putting into it and how it's changed as the boys grow, your marriage ends, you're now, you know, you're co-parenting with your ex-wife. How's that content changed?
Well, it's been remarkable, actually. I mean, I'm at the point now where I'm actually looking to see where my voice is going to be, because things were very different when I started.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing that's been maintained throughout this is that my two favorite things in the world are being a dad and writing. So that's not going to change. If anything, this job that I have now, which I love, in fact, that's the joke. I mean, I was laid off from three jobs in a row, so I made one up.
There you go.
And But I think that, yes, as my marriage ended, as my second child was born, I mean, when I started, my older son was 15 months old. And by the time my second son was born, I'd gotten a bit of fame. And so when you announce that you're having another child, mm-hmm. things went bananas. And then when I announced I was divorcing, and there were hundreds of comments on there saying, "We're so sorry, we like you both," because my mm-hmm. ex-wife is a blogger as well.
Yes.
And that was the coolest part, was when I would say that I could say thank you for showing your support, because one of the main things I started the blog for was as a legacy to my kids. I would love it if I could read what was going through my dad's head yeah. when I was born.
Good point.
If I had a journal of what was going on in my dad's mind in the 60s. Yes, I'm that old. So one day my kids are going to read this blog start to finish, and they're going to know that when their parents divorced, hundreds of people expressed their faith in us, their support,
their concern,
their sorrow, their concern, but also saying such things as coming to know you as we have through your wonderful writing. We know your kids are going to be okay.
Huh. That is a gift.
And even when I think about this now, I get kind of a little verklempt, because that's a powerful thing that helped me. The people I'd met through my blog who have led through the support staff, so much of my support through my divorce, who have helped me create Dad 2.0, who have helped me go on to speak at other conferences and talk about dads, all because 10 years ago I thought I'd love to be able to write like this. It's the opportunities and friendships are the most profound blessing I've ever, you know, apart from my kids themselves, that's the most profound blessing in my life.
Meantime, knowing you have a tweenager, your readers, the readers of Laid Off Dad, are probably in for a real treat as that tweenager goes hightailing right through those teen years.
Well, yeah. Boy, I can't wait.
Doug French is the blogger behind Laid Off Dad and When the Flames Go Up. And it has been a pleasure meeting you and speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it.
So what are your thoughts? Do you think men are portrayed unfairly in marketing and in the media? Share your thoughts with us. You can go to Facebook and look for Stateside with Cynthia Canty. We're on Twitter at Stateside Radio. And, of course, always on the web at michiganradio.org. Just click on the link that says Stateside.